Legislation to raise the number of charter schools in the state, allowed in Boston and other Massachusetts school districts, is stalling on Beacon Hill. The charter school cap was a major issue in the race for Boston mayor, but now as lawmakers face a deadline next week, it appears unlikely a bill will make it to the full legislature for a vote. For more on the charter school issue, we're joined this morning by Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz of Boston, co-chairwoman of the legislature's Joint Committee on Education. Good morning, Senator, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So tell us why momentum seems to have died in the legislature on the issue of allowing more charters across the state.
Well, first of all, Bob, I want to say that I was surprised to hear or, you know, see the headline about momentum stalling, because my co-chair and I have been devoting the majority of our time and the committee staff's time for the past several months to producing a bill on this issue and the issue of turning around struggling schools. We have been meeting with stakeholders upon stakeholders, soliciting input, researching numbers. So, you know, we are extremely invested in getting a good bill done, and I just would say that that's not the way that you behave if you're trying to stop a bill from moving forward in the legislature.
So are you saying that momentum has not slowed, or are you regretting the fact that momentum seems to have slowed?
No, I think that, you know, like with any diet, it's always hardest to lose the last 10 pounds, right? So I think we've made really strong progress on getting to, you know, not perfect agreement. Not everyone's getting everything that they want in a bill that we've been working on, but with a lot of stakeholders coming to the table. And we're at a late stage where there's definitely some sticking points. It's much later in the process than either my co-chair or I would like. But just the fact that we've been giving this much attention to the bill, I think, signals that there is a real interest in doing something.
So are you confident or not that you'll meet next week's deadline to pass a charter school bill out of committee?
What I would say is that we are trying hard to get to yes. We want to get to yes on allowing charter operators that are doing well a chance to expand without taking tools out of the toolbox of district schools that are showing progress.
Is part of the problem money? And I ask because, you know, back in 2010, you supported the law that allowed more charter schools in the state in the middle of President Obama's Race to the Top program, which provided significant federal funding to states that increased the number of charter schools. But now the federal money isn't there. So is money the issue for state lawmakers?
Funding that was in play in 2010, we knew was never going to be permanent, or there was no guarantee that it was going to be permanent. And so these are issues that have long been at the core of bringing all the stakeholders to the table around charter policy, and they continue to be tough issues to struggle with.
Can and will the legislature find money to fund an expansion of charter schools? Is that going to be the holdup?
I remain hopeful. You know, that is an issue. It's not the only issue in the bill. So there is work left for us to do between now and the March 19th deadline.
Last question. A lot of issues that go before state lawmakers end up being multi-year projects. In other words, it may take years for any particular piece of legislation to move beyond committee to a vote by the full legislature. Is raising the cap on charter schools, is this legislation one of those issues that maybe it doesn't get there this year, but maybe it does next year?
The fact that we have put so much energy and time at the committee stage into crafting a bill this session, you know, and in this session alone, since the proposal to re-raise the charter cap has come forward, I think signals that there is plenty of interest. The committee is very invested in getting something done here, but it has to be a good bill. You know, you're not just going to put something out of committee just for the sake of putting something out.
So do you think you're going to meet the deadline? Do you think that there will be a bill next week?
I'm not giving up. You know, I can only speak for myself, Bob. I'm not giving up on this.
State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.